revolution.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
That's Muse with Hysteria. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's right. And you know what time it is? It's Saturday at 2. That's what time it is. Well, maybe 2:04. That's fine.
Did you just, what did you push?
Ah. I started the timer.
Start the timer.
Late, as typical. It's
Come
fine.
On, you literally wrote it down.
I did. I write it down every time.
Anyways, we're recording this 2 days late because of
me.
A U.S. emergency.
That doesn't matter. Things are fine.
It's fine.
Normally, we record on Tuesdays. Today, we're recording on Thursday of a week ago. So, in about 2 hours, Linkin Park's going to drop their new amazing announcement. Wasn't that an amazing announcement? That we don't know what it is.
I know. It was so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped. I mean,
Will be?
I was so...
You were excited about it.
I am so happy about what they have said and also maybe released.
Maybe.
No, just what they said.
Definitely what they said. Whatever that is. Anywho, yeah, so we're doing 2005. This is the 2005 show. So we did all the years that we were supposed to do, and now I feel like we're just starting over. So why not start over with the year that we didn't do at all? 2005. Season 2? I don't even think we should break us into seasons. But, you know, we got some good music. Good music coming from 05. Not terrible. How about we listen to some of that? We're going to do some OK Go. We're going to do some Gorillaz, and we're going to play this track by Nine Inch Nails called The Hand That Feeds.
The Hand That Feeds.
The Hand That Feeds.
Are you new to this?
I am. This is Zenial Yearbook.
It's there. there.
Okay, go with Here It Goes Again on this is Zennial Yearbook. It was a good time. The 2005 show. Before that, we had Dare by Gorillaz. Riley, spell Gorillaz for me.
G-O-R-R-I-L-A-Z?
Oof, not quite. Too many R's.
G-O-R-I-L-L-A-Z.
Excellent. Nice. And start this music off, we had The Hand That Feeds by Nine Inch Nails. What do you think of them?
I picked that song.
You did? What do you think of the other two?
They're fine.
They're fine. Good stuff. Let's see what else happened in 2005. What else? Jenna Geis from Wisconsin became the first person to survive rabies without a vaccination. The first known person, really. Pretty interesting. Riley's not paying attention. That's fine.
There are people yelling outside of our studio, and that's usually my job. So
yelling inside the studio?
Well, it's fine when I do it inside, but it's not fine when they do it outside.
I don't understand your logic, but that's fine. Very good. So, yeah. That's pretty exciting. You know what else happened in 2005? A little video sharing website called YouTube started. You ever heard of that?
No.
I mean, they're taking over TV. I don't think they've completely taken over TV, but they're doing a pretty reasonable job. Anywho, back to the music. Let's have a little bit of a Weezer from 2005. This is We Are All on Drugs.
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear, in exchanging of words.
What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter.
Yes,
but what a shame. What a shame the poor groom's bride is all.
Shh.
I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing a damn door? No, much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of.
Well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne.
Oh, well, in fact,
well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
From Las Vegas, Nevada, that's Panic at the Disco with I Write Trin Twins. I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
I write Twins, Not Tragedies.
See? That's what I was trying to say. It's tough. It's a tough thing to say. Before that, we had We Are All on Drugs by Weezer.
If you couldn't tell, multiple times I said We Are All on Drugs.
Off of their Make Believe album. Do you know a fun fact about Weezer?
No.
Their first gig, they opened for Dog Star in Hollywood, California.
It's a crazy first gig.
I know, right? Keanu Reeves' band? They just happened to be there, and he happened to be there, and it was a whole thing.
It's weird.
By the way, what a day. I don't know.
Do you want some water?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. So what else happened in 2005? I'll tell you what. Oh, man, I can cram another song in here. What do you say? Well, first I'll tell you what's going on. Prince Charles. You ever heard of that guy? King Charles? He's the king now.
Welcome to the future.
Welcome to the future. Prince Charles is the king now. He married Camilla Parker Bowles in 2005.
Isn't she the one everyone hates?
I think everyone used to hate her, but I don't know if they still hate her. Who knows?
Do we still hate Camilla?
Do we still hate Camilla Parker Bowles?
You should message us on Instagram, but we charge $5.
Message us on Threads. It's free. How about a little bit of System?
Okay.
How about some Lonely Day? Not to be confused with Bill Withers' Lovely Day. Because no one would confuse these two.
Such a lonely day, and it's mine. The most loneliest day of my life. Such a lonely day should be banned. It's a day that I can't stand. such a lonely day, and it's mine, the most holiest day of my life. And if you go, I wanna go with you. And if you die, I wanna die with you. Take your hand and walk away. The most loneliest day of my life. The most loneliest day of my life. The most loneliest day of my life. Such a lonely day, and it's mine. Day that I'm glad I survived.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
WTBR. Impressive. Almost impressive.
going down, down, literally around. And sugar will go and dance later. Happy as number one with a bullet. Loaded gun complex, cock it and pull it. We're going down.
Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy on Zennial Yearbook. What do you think about that?
That's fine.
It's just fine?
Yeah.
You know where...
Well, I picked that song.
See? You can't go wrong.
But...
Actually, I think you picked a different Fall Out Boy song off that album.
Oh, I did, because I wanted to do that album, and you're like, no.
Nah, we'll do something else. Do you know where Fall Out Boy got their name from?
I don't.
From The Simpsons, obviously. Obviously. There's a comic book called Radioactive Man, and his sidekick, his name is Fall Out Boy. And they said, oh, that's a fun band name.
It's a fun band name.
There you go. Learn something new. All right. What else happened in 2005? I'll tell you what. Hurricane Katrina, ever heard of that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Landed on the U.S. Gulf Coast.
People still talk about that. Like, that was literally 19 years ago. Can we drop it?
It was 2005. It was a big deal. Caused a lot of damage. $108 billion estimated in damage.
Why don't we just make Elon Musk pay for it?
Because he didn't cause it.
It's his fault.
I don't know if that's true.
It's all his fault.
All right. Well, then it's all his fault.
Did you guys see the trailer for the Minecraft movie? It looks terrible.
I did not. I think it just came out. It just came out a week and a half ago?
It looks so bad. All like, right. I feel like I'm not even exaggerating.
Tell me more.
It's so bad.
That's it?
Yeah.
Everything looks like it's made out of Minecraft pieces?
Yeah, but like they made it look bad.
Minecraft already looks bad. That's the point.
No, it like... I don't even know how to describe it. You just have to see it.
All right. I guess you just got to see it.
I was disappointed.
All right. Well, now's the time in the show where we do the thing. We dig deep into an album from 2005. What's it going to be? Do you know? Of course
it's not from Under the Cork Tree.
It is not from Under the Cork Tree. It is Move Along by the All American Rejects.
I have two CDs of this.
Of the same album? I have one. And then you got another one.
Correct.
Anywho, let's dig into that with the title track, Move Along.
Shaking cold, these hands are meant to hold.
Thank you. You've lost. be strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.
Drive all night, never gonna give me. And I'd find out to get away from it all. 5555, wanna do is serve me. Wrecked my life, so I'm gonna have to drive all night.
Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects. Before we had that, we had Night Drive, also by the All-American Rejects. And to start the music off, we had Move Along by the All-American Rejects from their album, their 2005 album, Move Along. This is Zinnia Ulbrich. This is the 2005 show. All the alt-rock hits from 2005. What do you think of them?
Not bad.
Not too shabby, I would say. All right. What else we got going on in 05? I'll tell you what. Microsoft released the Xbox 360. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you sell ours?
Ours? No, I probably got rid of that thing before you were born, I want to say. Maybe. No, I would have held on for 5 years. That doesn't make any sense. Who knows? You know what we can do? Top TV. Top TV shows from 2005. How many of these have you heard of or seen? Number 5. Ooh, the series premiere. Well, yeah. The first season of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, God.
Still going strong. Number 4, Desperate Housewives. That's gone. You heard of that?
Yeah.
Number 3, CSI.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's still
Crime Scene Investigator?
Yeah, something like that. That's still on, too. Or at least some variant of CSI is on. Number 2, American Idol, The Wednesday Show. And number 1, American Idol, The Tuesday Show. That show.
I've never heard of either of those.
You've never heard of American Idol?
Well, I haven't heard, like, the show thing.
Well, no, they would play it on Tuesday and on Wednesday because it was so popular. So that's what they did. All right. We'll keep going. This next track is a fan favorite, I would say. My favorite. It's 311. Don't Tread on Me.
Tread on me, 'cause I'm
Bayside with Devotion and Desire.
Guess who picked that song?
Yeah, why did you make me listen to that song?
Well, sorry, but you made me listen to a musical artist I'm not going to name right now.
Like who?
You're going to make everyone listen to them on the last song.
Oh.
It's going to be awful.
It's going to be fine. Before that, we had Don't Tread on Me by 311. Also a good song. Also a good time. Thanks for hanging out with everyone. With us, everyone. We're not done. We got another half an hour of this show. We're going to take a little breaky-poo.
Don't say that.
All right. We'll be back in a couple. This is Zennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM.
It's a revolution.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Larry Kroepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
What if I wanted to break? Laugh it all off in your face. What would you do? What if I fell to the floor? Couldn't take this anymore. What would you do?
The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars. This is Daniel Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And this is the 2005 episode. We're nearly done. We made it to 3 o'clock. We got a couple more songs. And then, you know, you can have the rest of your afternoon to do whatever it is you're going to do for the afternoon. What else happened in 2005? I'll tell you. They added an extra
section. You're not giving me any time to say, I don't know, I wasn't there.
That's true. They added an extra second to the year. Did you know that?
Why? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I think they do it in order to, like, keep the clocks on track with the orbit of the Earth. You know, so they don't have to muck around with leap years. Because precision timing is very precise nowadays, more so than it was 150 years ago, when people would just look up and say it's noon, and then it was noon. We're a little more accurate than that. That's why.
Computer. I don't think literally anyone noticed.
Computers, man. That's it. That's the answer. All right, back to the music. We're going to play a band that I've never heard of called Armor for Sleep. But before that, we're going to play a little bit of a band that I have heard of, and it's called Flyleaf. This is I'm So Sick. Mistake. Whoa. By the Bravery. Before that, we had Awkward Last Words. Awkward Last Words.
That was awkward.
By Armor for Sleep. And before that, we had I'm So Sick by Flyleaf. What do you think of those?
They're fine.
Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I got a little surprise for you. We're going to play a little game. Wait.
Sometimes I don't pay attention.
This is a weird game.
I know.
I hit cars.
It's called Pay Attention. Why is it called that? Because we're going to see if Ryan's been paying attention to all the things that I've been saying.
Okay.
Throughout the entire show.
Let's go.
Let's go. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the clock, and you have to answer 6 questions.
Somebody's been listening to too much Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
It's going
to
be awesome. Well, you know, I'm just looking for something to do.
I'm turning the music down a little bit
more. Yeah, a little bit more. I'm probably going to turn it off because I got to start the clock.
There we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. 30 seconds. The timer will start when I finish the first question.
Okay.
What video streaming site started in 2005?
YouTube.
YouTube, that's right. Panic at the Disco is from which American city?
Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada, correct. Which major hurricane landed in the Gulf Coast in August 2005?
Katrina.
Correct.
Katrina.
Fallout Boy is whose sidekick from The Simpsons?
Some superhero from like a comic. I don't remember.
You can pass.
Pass.
Who did Prince Charles marry in 2005?
The Lady We Hate.
What band did Weezer open for during their first gig?
Dogtooth?
Dog Star.
Whatever, I'm mixing up Dog Star and Bear Tooth.
I know,
who's
right?
Who's one of those two?
That's too bad. The ones you didn't get, Fallout Boy is Radioactive Man's sidekick.
I've literally never seen that episode.
That's okay. And what else did you miss? Who did Prince Charles marry in 2005? It was Camilla Parker Bowles.
Hello, Camilla.
Camilla. That's right. I would have accepted just Camilla, but...
I don't...
That's okay. Anywho... back to the music. This is Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Beat me up, beat me down, mess me up beyond no recognition. For what it's worth, I'd do it again. With no consequence, I will do it again. Hold up, so hunt me down. Jump the gun, bust a gap in the ground. Yo, word, my dignity never reach. Word, receive like a big fat shirt. Come and celebrate. Criminal, that's what I've heard. Looking lost, that's most insured. Don't ever get spent in. Sure, I'm just that suspicious.
Excuse me, what was that?
That's what I was going to say. What is that? Smile in Your Sleep by Silverstein. Before that, we had What Do They Know by Mindless Self-Indulgence. I think you're going to have to explain yourself. What in the world was any of that?
Wait, which one?
Either of them.
Why
not both?
Okay.
We got
so, Mindless Self-Indulgence, I do like their music, but it's like all explicit, and they're so problematic, but it's fine, okay? We separate the art from the artist here. Also, the My Chemical Romance lead singer is married to the bassist of them. Also, we love Silverstein. They're going to be at When We Were Young. So you guys should buy me tickets.
In Las Vegas?
Yep.
That is not a reason to buy your tickets to a concert in Las Vegas. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that, because we talk about that every single day, and the answer is always no. Anyway, what else happened in 2005? I'll tell you. What did we do? Did I get through everything? Movies. Top five movies of 2005. I don't think you've seen any of these movies. Number five, Wedding Crashers. That's funny.
That sounds like a terrible...
Funny
what?
R-rated comedy. The Chronicles of Narnia.
No.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
I haven't read the books.
Well, that's a movie. That's number four. Number three, War of the Worlds. Number two, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
I think we watched most of it, but I was nine and got scared.
It's a scary, scary movie. The Goblet's on fire. I don't remember what happened in that book at all. And number one, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. No? You've probably seen none of those movies. Well?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, they're, I don't know. They were the big movies in 05, way back when. Well, I guess that's it. That's the show. This is Daniel Yearbook, the 2005 show. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to be reliving some of the other years of shows past. In which order, I'm not sure. But we'll do it. It'll be great. Come back next Saturday at 2 o'clock. And until then... This is a Photograph by Nickelback. Riley's very excited
about
this.
You don't want to hear Nickelback leave now. Sorry.
You
have a good day.
You can. You can stay for the song. But first of all, Riley, I want to do one thing for me.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me in. Oh, 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 oh God, I am. Every memory of looking out the back door, I have a photo album spread out on my bedroom floor. It's time to say it, time to say it. Goodbye. Time to say it.
Time I do, it makes me laugh.